last week. We learned last week the Parshas Lech Lecha, the beginning of the journey of Avraham Avinu, our first Veda. This week, Parshat Vayera, we're continuing with the history of our Zeta of Avraham Avinu. Every one of us has a toiv kodesh to learn the message that Avraham Avinu taught to the whole world. Kol shekein we hizeiniklach. And Kal Vachomer ben Bnei Shel Kal Vachomer Bnei Torah who are learning in a Heilige Yeshiva. It's kedai that everybody should review the heilige words of them Zeder of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu taught the whole world, and he emphasized especially to his children and children's children. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam loved him so much. As we learn in this week's parsha, Ki Yedaitiv, I love him, the Ribbono Shel Olam said of Avraham Avinu. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam love Avraham Avinu? Avraham oyavi leman asher yitzave es bonov v'es beisoy achrov v'shomru derech Hashem, because he is particularly careful to teach his children the true derech. It's very important that every one of us chazes and reviews and reviews the heilige words of our Zayde, the true derech. And it's quite a simple message. The message is this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created every single one of us. And for a purpose. The Ramban in Seif Parshat Boy writes, everybody is choker v'doyrish. What is the purpose of our being here, of our breed? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create us and put us here? What was his purpose? What does he want from us? The Ramban writes in Sof Parshas Boy, we know of no other purpose except that every one of us should get together in a mokum kodesh, like this Heilige Yeshiva, and tell the Ribbono Shelolam all together, by davening, by learning his Heilige Torah, Ribbono Shelolam, Ato Brothonu, you created us. Ulecho Anachnu, when we are your Avodim, we belong to you. And you want something from us. What do you want from us? That we should learn your Heilige Torah and go in your Heilige Drachim, your holy path. That is for every Jew, Talmid Chacham or Amha Oreth. There is a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the Taryag mitzvahs is Uvocharto Bachayim. And you should make the correct choice. You should make a richtige b'chir. Every person should know that every second of his life he has a b'chir to make. He can do the Rotzon Hashem, and he can do differently, something which is not the Rotzon Hashem. And it's a mitzvah effort to think over carefully, which is the Rotzon Hashem? And he should do the Rotzon Hashem. Uvocharto b'chayim. Be good. Be erach. Do chesed with one another. Be kind to one another. Be friendly to one another. Make him feel good. If you can make your chaver feel good, you have the most tremendous mitzvah. If you say good morning to him with a friendly tone of voice and a friendly smile, ki ilu nosan loy kol matonos toivos ba'olam, Chazal teaches. That is for every yid. He has a constant mitzvah of Bocharto Bachayim, to go in the Ribbono Shel Olam's path, to do the Rotzon of Hashem Yisborach, to be Mekadesh Shem Shomayim, and not Chas V'Sholom, the opposite. But now, at the beginning of a long winter's month, B'nai Torah, who find themselves in a Heilige Beis Medrash, a Heilige Yeshiva, have a very special mitzvah. I come from Kamenetz or Yeshiva. My wife, Aleha Hasholem, was a Neinikol of Reb Baruch Ber, one of your Magidei Shir in this holy Yeshiva. It was also a Neinikol of Reb Baruch Ber, a cousin of my wife. Reb Baruch Ber used to teach his Talmidim. First of all, when he addressed his Talmidim, or any other B'nai Torah, he had a very interesting habit. He had a special name for that, for B'nai Torah. Mevakshei Hashem. And he loved every Ben Torah with his entire being. And he used to teach his Talmidim as follows. The most important mitzvah in the Torah is Talmud Torah. The schar of Talmud Torah is greater than the schar of any other mitzvah. And just as the schar of learning Torah is greater than any other mitzvah, if anybody is looking for his chusim, if he has problems, and who doesn't have problems? There's nobody that doesn't have problems. And there's nobody that doesn't need chusim. And there is no greater chus than the chus haTorah. Torah is megina umatzle. It protects you. It defends you. It saves you. And it's important, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to utilize every minute of your time. Every minute is holy for learning. The Chofetz Chaim, he was a very smart man, besides being the Goyen and Tzaddik Ador. He said, how many mitzvahs is a person mekayim if he learns Torah for 1 minute? 1 minute. So he figured that it must be a lot of mitzvahs, because Chazal say that every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. So if I learn Torah, how many mitzvahs am I making? If I speak Chas V'Sholem, Dvarim B'Teilim, not Lashon Hara. None of our boys speak Lashon Hara Chas V'Sholem, but Dvarim B'Teilim, Polatik. Sometimes a bocher is nichshol in speaking Dvarim B'Teilim. Not in Chas V'Sholem in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaMedrash it's a big Aveira, but outside. Is so you have, how many Averus do you have of Beetle Torah? The Barto Bom Veloy Bedvorim Betele. And how many mitzvahs, on the other hand, would you have had if you had learned Torah instead of speaking Dvorim Betele? So he took a clock and he timed himself. And by the clock, he found that a person who speaks quickly, but normal quickly, some people can speak much faster, but normal quickly, says 200 words in 1 minute. He clocked it. And just imagine, he said, if you speak Narishkeit in Politik for 1 minute, you were over 200 Averas of Vidibarta Bom Veloy Bedvarim Betelim. And if you learned the Heilige Gemara, the Heilige Torah, for 1 minute, you have 200 mitzvahs, each one of which is Shogu Keneged Kol HaTorah, Kol HaMitzvahs. So great is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So for sure you're mechuyev to guard like a lion every minute of your heiriger time. Time is holy. Of your heiriger time for Torah. The mirror Rosh Yeshiva with Nifter, we the Rebbein Shloim, the Rebbein Shloim is sending us message after message. He's taking away all the so many gedolim recently. The Rosh Yeshiva before the present Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva before the present Rosh Yeshiva. My ancient mind becomes befogged and I forget the name of my brother, myself. Rabbi Foyel, Shmuelevich, Rabbi Foyel, not Rabbi Foyel. The one who was sick many years, his name slips me. What's his name? Rabbi Nochum. Nochum Trocker, if I guess Reb Nochum Trocker, the next minute I forget my own name. Reb Nochum Trocker used to say in his Shmuas, Reb Nochum, Reb Baruch Ber's Prize Talmud, Reb Nochum Trocker used to say that if a person dies, everybody dies. He can get up Tchias HaMeisa. There is Tchias HaMeisa. For time, which is wasted, levatolo, there is no Tchias HaMeis. It's frightening. If you're mevatel a minute from Torah, there's no Tchias HaMeis for that time. You can't correct it. The time is gone. You destroyed time. You destroyed a minute of your life. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, one of my rebbes, used to give, whenever he gave a bar mitzvah matana, he gave a watch. And he said, this is in order that you should watch every minute, should not go away levatol. So, every Ben Torah should watch carefully. The beginning of Zman is a new beginning. All of us have. The Goyen used to, once a year, he used to, on Yom Kippur, he used to say Vidoy on Bidl Torah. So he knew exactly how many seconds he was Mevatel the year. This year I was Mevatel 230 seconds from learning. Now we don't count seconds, we don't count minutes, we don't count hours, we don't count days. Let's not talk about ourselves. But what was, was. From now on we can begin guarding a minute of Torah. And we're mechuyev to do it. But Reb Baruch Ber taught his Talmidim that that's not enough. First of all, you have to be careful in quantity, not to be mevatel time from Torah. Second of all, you can, a person can learn, but if he doesn't, is not your geya in Torah, he doesn't sweat. If you touch your nose and there's no sweat on it, you're not learning. You're sitting by a Gemara, but you're not learning. The Chazal Nish writes in one of his letters that whenever Chazal talk about the greatness of Talmud Torah, they mean Torah b'yegiya, that there's the Baruch Ber, there are stories. I don't want to tell stories now, it's too late. There are stories about his yegiya, how he strained with every ounce of his koyach to learn Torah. So you have to be careful of time, of quantity, and of quality. But it's important for every Ben Torah, and this Rabbi Rabbeinu used to say that every beginning of this month. He brings a gro, a Vilner Goyim, the Grani Lebro. That part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn on such a level, with such a yegiyah, with all the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. There are no two people that have the same koiches. One has a better memory, one has a better tfisa, one has a better, a clearer mind, and one has a stronger constitution, one is weaker, you can't accomplish as much as the other. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'trunya im b'riyoso, is not going to demand what he demands from a person with good kashrayness who can accomplish wonders, is not going to demand from a bocher who has lesser kashrayness. But everybody has kashrayness. And you should know the Stipler held that those with the bigger kashrayness are usually less successful. They don't have to work hard. They have it easier. They learn the Tosfos and they understand it right away. So they don't. Usually they don't strain themselves, and they don't sweat, and therefore they don't become the real Gaonim. Those who didn't have such good kashrayness, then who have to. He says it in this week's parsha in his Sefer Birkas Peres in Lech Lecha. That those who have lesser kishrayness and that had to work and strive and sweat to understand, they become the gedolim. They say the stipler himself, he didn't have the greatest kishrayness. He was a Balkishan, but there were greater, but he became the greatest. They say his son, Reb Chaim, so gesund und stark sein. In Panovich, he wasn't the best. There were a lot of boys who were superior to him. But that was 60 years ago. Now he's 60 times bigger than the best Kishrayness. Because he applied himself and he learned. So if you don't have such good Kishrayness, you should thank the Rebbein Shlom, because you're probably in a better situation than the big Bali Kishrayness. But then the Rabbi Rabbeinu said this, and in the name of the Guru. Every person is mechuyev to thrive, to be a geya, to learn Torah with all of his might and with all of his potential, and to become the biggest Talmud Chochem that he can possibly become with his kishrayness. If he does not succeed, the Gros says he's not the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Big hitters. Rabbi Rabbeinu was a nervous, very frum, and he was afraid of this Gros, which he saw when he was young. So he started thinking, where should I aim? If I don't become as big as the Gros says, if I don't become as big as I can possibly become, I'm not yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, I have a big enough peckle when I get upstairs. I don't want to be accused of not being mekayim Talmud Torah. So who should I aim for? Like which god should I aim to become? This was his thinking when he was in yeshiva. He said, bigger than the Rebbe Kveger at Dvorim B'Tehillim. I can't get there. The Rebbe Kveger, he was the he was crazy over the Rebbe Kveger. He said over every Rebbe Kveger in a shir, Rebbe Oranber. He said, I should become like the Rebbe Kveger, there's one chance in 50 million. It's like winning a lottery. The chances of winning a lottery are not great, one in 50 million. But there is one possibility in 50 million that I might become a Rebbe Kveger. Bigger I can't become. Bigger I have no possibilities. So he says, so I aimed all my yeshiva career to become a Rebbe Kveger. Ich hab ständig gestrebt zu werden a Rabbi Akiva Eger. I strove with all of my power to become a Rebbe Kveger. I didn't win the lottery. A Rebbe Kveger bin ich nicht geworden. Aber bin ich heute geworden a Borg Berl. I became a pretty big lump. Borg Berl was in the top echelon. He worked hard. Didn't come easy. There was a lot of sweat that went up to heaven in order to he should accomplish what he accomplished. Then he added, wenn ich wollte gestrebt zu werden a Borg Berl, if I would have aimed Lechatchila to become a Borg Berl, that's pretty good. Alavai, I would become a hundredth of a Borg Berl. Wenn ich wollte gestrebt zu werden a Borg Berl, wollte von mir gar nicht geworden, I would become a zero. That's an important lesson from Borg Berl. You have to aim high. I think we can without any qualms not worry about anything higher, like he didn't worry about anything higher than Rebbe Kveger. We don't need to worry about anything higher than Rebbe Baruch Ber. But let's aim to become a Rebbe Baruch Ber. Maybe we'll become a Lamden. But if we don't aim to become a major Talmud Chochem, the result is zero. That's important, an important undertaking for every Ben Torah at the beginning of his month. This month should be different than the previous month, much better. I should try hard not to waste a minute. I should remember Nachum Trocker's Heilige Wort. A minute wasted from Torah has no Tchias Amaisen. Lost forever. A minute wasted from learning Torah is a minute dead. You died. You took away a minute of your life. And if you waste 2 minutes, and if you waste 10 minutes, and if you waste an hour, and if you waste, I don't want to say how many hours in a year. Somebody should start keeping a record. And like the Goyin was mitzvada for how many seconds he was mevatel during the year. We should be mitzvada how many months we were mevatel during the year. You don't need to tell anybody, but it's important to have it in front of your eyes. Now I have another very important message for you boys. The Chovas al Vavas writes that the yesod of Torah is Hakoras HaToiv. You have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he does for you every second of your life. Just imagine what brachas, what blessings, what riches HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of us, every second of his life. If you had to put a monetary value on it, how much is it worth? 1 second. How much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me this second? and the previous second, the next second. But I only want to talk about 1 second. How much is he giving me in 1 second? I can see the last point. I'm an old man. Some old men have problems seeing, but I, Baruch Hashem, I have good glasses, and I can see all the way to the end. Sight, how much is worth sight? You know how many people that can't see? In Yerushalayim, we have a Beit Sefer Le'Ivrim. It's a school to teach children who were born blind to read Braille and to manage to know how to get along in the street, to walk, to the whole school, Beit Sefer Le'Ivrim. In New York, there are probably 20 Beit Sefer Le'Ivrim. I just imagine a person who can't see. He never saw his father. He's a smart boy. Some of the blind kids are brilliant. He never saw his father, he never saw his mother, he never saw his brothers and sisters, and he never saw his own image in the mirror. He's dying to see what kind of nose he has and how he smiles. He's dying, but he never saw it, and most probably will never see it. And a tree, look out of the window, there are beautiful trees and leaves and a little bird over there. And he never saw it. He knows all about it. And a big professor comes along, and this fellow Yarshin, the $1 billion. And the professor says, listen, I can cure your blindness, but it costs $1 billion. Without a question, he would gladly give it and borrow another billion, and he should be able to see everything. See a cat, a mouse, ooh, he knows about everything, but he never saw it. But he wanted a horse. He's dying to see a horse, and he never saw it. $1 billion he would give. Now, just imagine somebody. I'm an old man. My children have been fighting with me to buy hearing aids. I don't want a hearing aid. I don't hear well out of this ear, and this ear a little better, but I hear. Sometimes I have to say again and again, so I hear the second time, the third time. But if seeing is worth $1 billion, how much is hearing worth? Hearing. Here a Musar Shmus, here a Drosha, here Yechavrusa talking to you. Just imagine there are boys who have to learn all by themselves. No, a young here, they can't hear the Chavrusa. How much would he pay for the hearing if he would pay $1 billion for the seeing? As others say, I was always under the impression that for seeing, sight is worth $1 billion. Just imagine, but don't forget that we're talking about 1 second. And the next second is another $1 billion. And the third second, another $1 billion. The Rabbi Shalom keeps giving you every second. So I always thought that if seeing is worth $1 billion, then hearing is worth 900,000. But I saw Chazal lately that the hearing is worth more. That if seeing is worth $1 billion, then hearing is worth $1,100,000. Just imagine. And then there's something which is worth more than both of them. Well, I'm not talking about the sense of touch. Just imagine, my mother touches me, and I don't feel. Some people don't have a sense of touch. Some people don't have a sense of taste. Their taste buds are dead. Banana, did you ever eat a strawberry banana? Ooh, he knows what it is, but he never tasted it. Half a billion zikr. Taste and touch, my I should be able to touch my mother's hand, and my mother should touch my face. And then there is something that's worth more than any of them. I'm an old man, as I told you. I never knew you had to breathe. I never knew that you had to breathe. I didn't know what breathing was. Lately, the last year, my nose gets stuffed at night, and sometimes I have a little difficulty catching my breath, and I go over to a window and open the window. Ooh, a zeigeschmack of breath. Chazal say, Koil ha-neshomo tahalel ko, al kol neshima o neshima tahalel ko. You know, there are people, Nebuch, who are in breathing machines, Nebuch. Brain was damaged, and they can't breathe. The machine has to help them breathe. So how much is breathing worth? If seeing is worth 1 billion, then breathing is worth 2 billion. Breathing. And then there's something which is worth more than everything else together. Seichel. A brain. If you don't have a brain, then the seeing isn't worth so much, and the hearing isn't worth so much, and the breathing isn't worth so much. Well, but the Bunsham gives us a brain. Just imagine this. I'm an old man, and I forget, you see, I forgot Reb Nachum Trocker's name, but it kind of comes back. The koyach of seichel is worth, if seeing is worth 1 billion, the koyach of seichel is worth 5 billion. So how much does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us every second? I need a computer. I don't have a computer to figure out how many billions. Buffett doesn't have that amount of money. How much the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us every second? You have to be thankful. Thankful to Hashem. And in order to be thankful to Hashem, you have to be thankful to people. If a person does you a favor, you have to have a kosa tape to him. Kol ha-koyfe b'toivosa shal ha-veiroi soifei lichpois b'toivosa shal ha-kodesh baruch. Now, I have an important message for every one of the boys in this room now. You have to be thankful to your Rebbe. They are bringing you to Olam Habo. You have to be thankful to the walls of this holy yeshiva. When nobody is watching you, you can kiss the stones. Their anger is up mitoyer. I don't think they'll do anything to you even if you kiss them when people are watching too. It's nishkeferlich. It's a normal thing to do. They won't lock you up. You have to be thankful to your parents that sent you to a holy yeshiva. You have to be thankful to your rabbis that accepted you into the holy yeshiva, and that you learn, and you have the schus to learn in the holy yeshiva. And you have to dance. I don't know, we used to dance a lot. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu amanoim godoleinu amayofo yirushafeinu. Be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've spoken too long. I want to ask Mechila for taking up too much time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench every one of you. That this man should be the best man ever until today in Talmud, in Limud HaTorah, in Yegiyas HaTorah, in Avos HaTorah, in Steigen, in Klarkeit and Torah, in Amkes and Torah, Schwissen zu verstehen die Heilige Torah. And you should become all G'doyle Torah of Yireh. Your parents should have nachas from you, your Rebbe should have nachas from you, the Rebbeinu Shalom should have nachas from all of us, and Mashiach Tzidkenu should come b'mheiro v'yameinu. Amen. Spoke too long.
Right, just rounding, yes. Okay.
plugging in the other.